If people tonight were Mishoyel Vyelsofen Hoyu, Shoya Oiskim and Nodav Yaviyu, his Nodav Yaviyu died by the Kamasa Mishra of Shredish Nisan, the next day they died. So after they died, Mishoyel Vyelsofen went to take them out. So they were Oiskim and Nekfura, they were Tame, so they came Yudalid beneath and they were still Tame. Rav Yitzchak says no. Rav Yitzchak says this can't be. If these people we're talking about now on Erev Pesach, on Yudalid beneath, they were still Tame. So he says, it can't be the people that were carrying the orange Shal Yosef HaTzadik Hoyu. Why? Because they could have become Torah already. They traveled Yosef HaTzadik out of Mitzrayim into the Midbar Sinai. But they stood there. When they went into Midbar Sinai, they didn't travel out of there for a long time. So the kids said, before Yudal Benisin, they could have become Torah. They had a good 7 days before that, they could have become Torah. So why didn't they go to Mikvah? Why didn't they have the Azor? Why don't they have their Zohar, their Shlishi Shvi, that they had the Paradum already? They should have become Torah already. So it couldn't be the Pshat that told me now because they were carrying Yosef HaTzadik. And weiter. In Mishael V'Yasofen, it can't be Mishael V'Yasofen either. Because if it was, they also could have been Torah already. Because Nadav Aviv was Mace on days Nisan, they were Mace. So the Zohar you had, to Yudalad, you had more than a week. You had more than 7 days to become Torah. The other pasuk says, no, they were Tomei, they could bring Pesach Sheni. So that's not the case. These are not the people that were Tomei because they were carrying Yosef, or because they took care of Nadav Aviyu. So Yitzchak says, who were they? Elo Oiskin v'meis mitzvah. These were people that took care of a meis mitzvah. In other words, somebody died, the mishpacha by them died 7 days before Pesach. So now, hoyu, shechal shvi shalem liyot l'yotzer Pesach. The seventh day came out to be Erev Pesach. Shenema, because the pasuk says there, "V'lo yochlu la'asos haPesach b'yemhu." On this day, on Yudalad Benisan, today they were tomei. Today they can't bring the Pesach. It's a diyuk. But yomahu, on that day, on Yudalad Benisan, ain yecholim la'asos. These people were tomei; they couldn't bring it. But if they could have waited till tomorrow to bring the current Pesach tomorrow, yecholim la'asos, they would be allowed to. So, what's the pshat? That these people had kroivim that were mace 7 days ago, and even though they knew now that if they're going to go and be covered, their mace, they're going to be tomei, and they're not going to be able to bring a korban pesach, because we're talking about now 7 days before Erev Pesach. So the question is now, should they be oisik in making the kfura or no? One side is no, don't be oisik in doing the kfura right now, because you have a mitzvah pesach to take care of. If you take care of the kfura now, you won't be able to do a korban pesach. So maybe don't do the kfura now, but rather wait for the Korban Pesach. The pasuk says no. They have a right to take care of the mace right now, because that's called Oisik Mitzvah. Right now the mace is in front of you. Take care of the mace. I, lady, won't be able to do the mitzvah as Korban Pesach. So what? Oisik Mitzvah is potter in a mitzvah. So we learn now from this pasuk that Oisik Mitzvah is potter. So how come we have to have the other pasuk? What do we need two pasukim for? Rashi says... Shema Hashemim Minoah, the Yosef Mitzvah Potem and the Mitzvah. Mamash right in the middle. Sherei Nitmu, the Nisoson Shiva Yom Lefnei Pesach. These people touched the mace 7 days before. The Yafa Pisha Tumazu, Ta'akev Ayodam Achilles Pesachim. They know right now, 7 days in advance, that if they take care of their Kerovim, they're not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. And still we say you have a right to make yourself Tomei, and you'll be Nitchi, don't do the Mitzvah Pesach. Alma, what do we see? Mitzvah kala bolu yotch. Even if you have a small mitzvah to do right now, einoch tzorach letchesmav nechamura hosid lovi. You don't have to push it off and wait to do take care of a more chomadik mitzvah that will come later. No, right now, oisiv mitzvah, you could start doing the mitzvah right now. Even though if I start to do this mitzvah, it's going to stop you from doing a bigger mitzvah later. So it could be Rashi is also about warning the mitzvah kasha. Now we asked before, what was the chiddush of oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, chur pshita? If in the middle of doing one mitzvah, why should I think you have to stop to do the second mitzvah? So the Gemara says, the chiddush is you're not allowed to stop. Avad, you don't have to. But I would have thought, maybe if you want to stop to do the second one, you're allowed to. Kamashpa, no, you're not allowed to stop. So Rashi saying a little bit different. Rashi saying the chiddush is, that let's say you have two mitzvahs. One's a smaller mitzvah, and one's a bigger mitzvah. So I would think you're not supposed to start doing the smaller mitzvah, because that will stop you from doing the bigger mitzvah. Maybe you have to wait to do the bigger mitzvah. Kamashma, no. Right now, do the first mitzvah that comes to you. Mitzvah boli yotzko, do it right now. You can't do the second mitzvah? You take a potter. That's the chiddush of waiting the mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. Now, Kobo and the Kashmir, what do we need two pesukim for? The pasuk by Pesach Sheni and the pasuk by Kriyashma. So Gemara answers, yes, we need both. Gemara says, Srich, I need both pesukim. The Yashmin and the Hospital, if I don't learn out,
over here by Pesach, Mishum de Loimot is man Chiyuba de Pesach. You know why right now, 7 days before, you let it be Metama, be Korvi, Koyvi, Yomais? Because it didn't come to Zman Pesach yet. So right now, today, it's not Yudal Venisin. Right now, there's no Mitzvah Pesach. So therefore, I say, Gesundheit, right now, take care of the mace. Do the Mitzvah right now. I, later on, won't be able to do the Pesach. Then I say, Oysu, the Mitzvah, Potem, and Mitzvah. Avol Hochem, Hashem, can hear by Kriya Shema. To Mot, Zman Krishma. We're talking about now, came Zman Krishma right now. You were chosen that night. It's the night to say Krishma. So I would think, Eimo, you have to say Krishma right now. You have to stop doing the mitzvah thinking about the Biyah. And you have to do the Krishma, Eimo Loi Tzricha. That's why I need the second Pasuk of Krishma, Achosin, or Yipotav, say Krishma. I only say the Pesukim by Krishma. The Ashwin and Hachav only say the Pesukim by Krishma to say Isaac by Mitzvahs, Potav, say Krishma, Mishum, the Lekha Chorus. Because if you don't say Krishma, there's no Chiyav Chorus. There's no Issa Chorus involved. Then I say, if you're doing one mitzvah, you're potter from doing another mitzvah, because the second mitzvah is not a chiyuv koris. Avol hosam here by korban pesach. He could koris, if somebody doesn't bring a korban pesach, for no reason, he's chayiv koris. So I would think here, you're 7 days before Pesach. Think what you're doing. You want to touch the mace? No. If you touch the mace, you're not going to be able to bring a korban pesach, which is a chiyuv koris if you don't bring it. So since the mitzvah's pesach is so strong, I would think maybe don't care about this small mitzvah now of being kind for somebody, but rather wait to do the korban pesach, tzricha. That's when in the second pasuk know that even by korban pesach, you're allowed to be Isaac in a mitzvah right now. That's the mitzvah came to your hand. Even though through doing this mitzvah, you won't be able to do the second mitzvah of korban pesach. Kufa, we learned before, Omer Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Omer Rav, Ovel Chayev B'chol Mitzvah Samur B'Torah. When you're an oval after the kvura, you have a chiyuv to do all the mitzvahs. Chutz min atfilin. Just the first day, an oval is potter for putting on tefillin. Why? Shreinem avem per. Because the pasuk says about tefillin per, it has to make you look nice. So Mela, an oval can't look nice, he's not allowed to put on tefillin. It's a shayla if it's an oval to gadin or a tefillin to gadin. Like what's wrong? Why can't an oval put on tefillin the first day? Is it the pshat that a tefillin to gadin is not nice for tefillin to be on you since you don't look nice now? You have your ripped clothing on the first day, the terrible tzar you have, it's not nice for tefillin? Or else it's the din in the oval? That the oval himself, since he's supposed to not look nice, he can't wear tefillin, which is something that looks nice. Alright, for shayla. I call upon the first day of an oval does not wear tefillin. Now, since the Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, when he was an oval, that you're allowed to wear your tefillin, tzaddik, atu de mechayevis. You, only you, Yecheskel, you're allowed to wear tefillin. Avol kulu yal maftira. But everybody else, Taker, is potter. Everybody else is potter from wearing tefillin. Tahani mili, when do you say an oval is potter from wearing tefillin? The Yom Rishon, only the first day of the Avelis. The pasuk says, the achrisak yoimar, terrible yoimar, terrible bitter day. The first day of Avelis is very bitter. So since you're in a bitter mood then, it's not nice to wear tefillin. But it's only the first day, but after the first day, then another has a chiyuv even to wear tefillin. In Russia, the ikka merora chad yoimar. The ikka bitterness you have by Avelis is the first day. The achrisak yoimar, the bitterness is like one day. The Yomer Rababa Bazav, the Yomer Rav, Ovel Chayiv Sukkah. If you're an Ovel, somebody died right before Sukkot, even though it's during the Avelis, you have to eat in the Sukkah. A Ovel is Chayiv Sukkah. For the Gemara Pshita, Shrashi Maish Noho Mishar Mitzvah, the Yashmin Rav Liel, the Ovel Chayiv, the Chol HaMitzvah, what's the difference? Why not? For sure he's Chayiv in Sukkah. Why shouldn't he be Chayiv in Sukkah? So, Chur, you have to say now, it depends when the maize died. But if the maize died right before Yom Tov, the locher is that Yom Tov is of Atla Velis. So, either the Chur means to say the maize died on Yom Tov itself. So, you're still Yechayim, that's Chiddush. That even though you're novel now, still Yechayim and call a mitzvah. Chur, that's what it means. He's over Chayim b'sukkah. The Ma'ab Shita, of course he's Chayim. Why not? He says Chayim and all the mitzvahs. Now, the time I would have thought no. Hoyl vi Yom Rav Abba Bazav, the Omer Rav, mitztayer potem in asukkah, somebody has tsar. He is in pain. Like the mitzvah, somebody is sick. He's in pain. He does not be in the sukkah. Hainami mitztayer, if you're in oval, you also have a lot of tsar. You have a lot of pain. You just lost somebody. I would think you're potem in sukkah, kamash malon. No, you don't have a ptur. But hani mili tsar de mamela. When do we say you're potter if tsar that comes by itself? You have a tremendous pain, a stomach ache that you can't take it. You have to be in bed upstairs. You have a right not to be in a sukkah. Aval hocha, here by Avelis, you hold the comet star in Ashi. There's no real pain you have, just you making yourself feel bad. So it is like we had before in Rashi, there's no mitzvah to put yourself in the matzav of tzar, so we tell you, stop thinking about your tzar so much. This tzur, this tzar, does not part you from being in the sukkah. You have to sit in the sukkah still. Rashi tzar, the Mela means, shasukkah mitzarose, if the sukkah is causing you pain, kagoyin chamo, it's too sunny in the sukkah, or it seems it's too cold in the sukkah, or it's sircha mitzvorem shasichavim, if the smell bothers you, then you're potter. Mashenken, if something else is bothering you, we say, take away that bother and still sit in the sukkah. And we say now, the Gemara says, Iboyle li sube daiti. We tell the person, stop thinking about Yitzhar and do the mitzvah. Shrashi, Miboyle li sube daiti, choyvolov, liyashiv daiti le mitzvah. We tell you, the chiyiv, stop thinking about your pain, your sorrow, and do the mitzvah sukkah. That's the chiddush. Even though Novel has a lot of tzar, he's not potter from sukkah. The Yomer Rav Abba Bazav, the Omer Rav, Chosin, after you got married the first 7 days, for Shoshvinan, your friend that the Masameach, the Chosin, for Chol B'nei Chuppah, all the people, they have the Chuppah, Keturim in a Sukkah Kol Shiva. They're potter from Sukkah all 7 days. The 7 days of the Sheva Broch is, he's potter in a Sukkah. My time, what's the reason? Mishum the boy Lamechta, he has to have a lot of Simcha. Chosin is supposed to be Masameach, happy. V'lichl, yeah, he has to be Lamechta, he has to be Zerashin Lismayach, he has to be happy. So therefore he's potter in a Sukkah. Shrat Gemara, what's the Bikasha? V'lichlo v'sukkah, v'lechta v'sukkah, gesuntahei? Let him eat in the sukkah, let him be happy, we'll dance in the sukkah also. Who says he can't dance in the sukkah? So why is the chosin potam in the sukkah? Let him be happy in the sukkah itself. And the Gemara ain't simcha ela b'chuppah. The mokim simcha is only the mokim chuppah, where you have your chuppah itself. That's where the simcha is, in the room you have your chuppah. Shrat Gemara, good. V'lechle b'sukkah, so eat first in the sukkah, v'lechta b'chuppah, then go into your chuppah and dance there, be happy there. Verse says no. Ein simcha l'mokim suda. Part of the simcha has to be where you eat. So you have to eat where you be with sameach and your mokim simcha is the chuppah. So b'zoi, you have a right to make the chuppah upstairs in your house and eat it there 7 days. For the Gemara, why? For lev do chuppah the sukkah. Make the chuppah also. Let the nesuyim be in the sukkah. What's wrong? Make the chuppah in the sukkah itself. See the Gemara answers. Habayu rabbi mishum yichud. Habayu says it's the yichud. So Rashi learns the pshat is testam sukkah heavy oisim gagasayim. Stam sukkah in the Zman HaChazal used to make a top of the roof. So it wasn't too inviting. You can't invite too many people atop your roof. It's too much tircha to walk up 100 steps to get to the top of your sukkah. Not too many people walk up your steps there. The Rabban told me. But then I said, there's too much of a tircha to walk up. Now we're afraid the Shema Yorad HaChosin Las HaTzrochav. Maybe, so who's up there? Only the Chosin and Kala. Maybe he's going to have to go to the Beit HaKisei. He'll have to leave this Kala alone there. And we're afraid somebody else will be alone with the kala, so that's why we don't want to make the chuppah in the sukkah. We want to make the chuppah like the makam achasna, where there'll be a lot of people. And not in the sukkah, we're afraid it'll come out, there won't be too many people there, there'll be a shayla of yichud. The kala will be alone with somebody. No, there's a lot of tzar, Rashi Shamokam, tzar, pasuach, shenlo, el shaltapanis. Yeah, the chosin is not so happy to be in the sukkah. You want to make a nice simcha, happiness, a nice hall, look nice, pretty. Being in the sukkah is not so geshmak. That's why a chosin's potter. My benai, what's nafkamina? He givenai the shchichi inshe the nafka v'yayil hosim. You have your sukkah in the grand downstairs, mamash in the middle of the street. You have your sukkah, everybody comes by. Lamandiyom mishum yichud lek. If you're afraid that the kala will be alone, no, a lot of people are there. Alamandiyom mishum tzar chosin ika. Still there's a tzar. The chosin only feels happy if he has his chuppah and he has the whole chosin shev broch in a nice hall, a lot of friends, a nice place. Mashenki, but not so nice in the sukkah. He has tzar. That's why he always put him in a sukkah. Alright, stop here. Yeah, home again. Daf Chof Hey Amid Beis. The bottom Gemara. About I said. Oh, so again. Omar Rav. The Omar Rav Abba Bazav. The Omar Rav. Choson v'asher shvinon v'chol b'nei achup eftur min asukah. He's the choson the night of his chasno, not only the night of the chasno, but and the shvinon and his friends and all the people that come to the chupam apoto min asukah. Come to the chasna, potter min asukkah, kol shiva. All the 7 days of the Sheva Brochis, they are potter from eating in the sukkah.
And the Shashvin and Poshik was the Roisik B'mitzvah, since there's a mitzvah now, to Mesameach, keep the Chosin happy, and these are the close friends that keep him happy, they have a Ptur also of Roisik B'mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. Mer says, my timer, why is the Chosin even Poto? Let everybody be in the Sukkah. Mer says, Mishum the boy Lemechte, he has to be happy. For the Gemara good, Velechle B'sukkah, Velechte B'sukkah, let him eat and be happy in the Sukkah. So Mer says, Noein Simchele B'chupah, the Ika Simchazoni B'mokim Chupah. So the question exactly, what does the chuppah mean? So it could mean exactly where they make the chuppah. But that says this, what about they make the chuppah outside in the street? What's going to be? The Zohar says the chuppah means here, elamokim ikka yeshivas chosin v'kalo korele chuppah. The ikka place where they're going to be now, these 7 days, that's called the mokim chuppah. So we ask the kasha then, v'lechle v'sukkah, v'lechle v'chuppah. Let them true eat in the sukkah first, and then they'll have their simcha v'mokim v'chuppah in their permanent house, in the house where they plan to be for those 7 days, that's where they'll have their simcha. So my answer is no, ain't simcha of a mokum suda. The ikka simcha has to also be, you have to have a party. You have to have food there, v'shas the simcha. For the Gemara of Sol, v'lev the chuppah the sukkah, let it make even the chuppah, in other words, ikka living, for those 7 days, let it be in the sukkah. Not only the chuppah itself, really, but all those 7 days, like, let's be as ikka living in the sukkah. So Moshe says, abaye roma mishum yichud. And he said that Rashi says we're afraid that the sukkahs in the Gemara are upstairs on the roof, and there won't be too many people there. So if the chosn has to leave, his wife will be alone, and someone will be miyachid with his wife. There's chosn has tsar that he can't invite too many people. Or Rashi says shemokum tsar opesuach shein lo elo shalosh tefanus oboish le sachakim kalosi. It's not a mokum tsnua. It's an open place to sukkah, so he's bitsar there. The Gemara says, "My benayu, ikavenayu the shchichi inshi, the nafke v'yal osim. If you have the sukkah in a place where a lot of people do come in, so lamandi yom mishum yichud lek. If you're afraid of you'll be alone, somebody will be alone with your wife. You don't have to be afraid. There are a lot of people there. Lamandi yom mishum tsar chosanika. The chosan still feels bad. It's not a nice place like you'd want to have everybody to be there. It's still a tsar to have the chosan the chuppah there."
Yeah.
Omar Abzeira, Ano Achle Besuka Vachadi Bechupa. He said, he was Machmor on himself. He said, no, me myself, I ate in the Sukkah, even the night of his Chasna, he ate in the Sukkah. Vachadi Bechupa, and the Simcha had later in the Chupa. In the room where he had a Zikah Chupa, that's his permanent living those 7 days. Vachoshchen the Chadoyli Boy, and for sure I was happy, my heart was happy, the Koavid Notarti. I did two things. I had the mitzvah sukkah, and also I had the simcha as mekayim mitzvah simcha. Tana Rabbanan, in Bryce it says, Choson, the Choson, the Ashashvina, and his close friends, V'chol b'nei ha-chuppah, all the people that are there, v'shas the chuppah, that they're all being oisik in the mitzvah now, or being mesamei ha-choson v'kalom, is p'tur min ha-tfilah. Right then, v'shas they're being oisik in the mitzvah, tepotef and davin shimon esrei. So Rashi says, why the boy kavonim? Because Shmon Esri needs a lot of kavona, and now with them being oisik in the mitzvah of a chasna, they're potter from tefillah. Or min ha-tefillin, they're also potter for putting on tefillin. So Rashi says, Mishum de shchichos shichrus v'kalos rosh. Because b'shash you buy a party, your shchich has to become drunk there, you drink, and it's not nice to be shikah when you're wearing tefillin. Or else kalos rosh, you shouldn't do that when you're wearing tefillin. So therefore, b'mokim v'simcha, you shouldn't wear tefillin. As in Morris times, you used to wear tefillin the whole day. So if you have the chasna in the afternoon, you should not wear tefillin b'shas t'chasna. V'le'achup ebtur min ha'tefillah o min ha'tefillin. Aber v'chayobim mikrishma. Krishma they have to do. Why krishma? So Rashi says, the mitzvahs kavanosoi ainu el ha'posik rishon. You have to have kavana a very small amount, only the first posik. V'yecholam leishav daitan shor ketan agadei likreis posik rishon. That's not called oisik v'mitzvah. If we tell you, like, for a minute, take out a minute, and think what you're saying, say the first possible creation with kavonah, you could do that. So even though you're doing a mitzvah, b'mechasameach t'chosen, you have to stop right now and say Krishma. That's not cool, you can't do two at the same time.